Listener Production.
Hey, I'm Tessa Randello. Be on your best driving behaviour as kids head back to the classrooms for Monday. We need to slow down to 40Ks in school zones or face the consequences. The Transport Minister, Michael Ferguson, says our kids deserve to be safe.
We've got to focus on road safety. We had a horror year last year. We don't want to see a repeat of that in 2023, but our children are the most deserving of our highest attention on the road.
Unions are recommending Tasmanian paramedics accept the latest offer from the state government for better pay and improved conditions. It comes after a year of strikes and rallies from the Health and Community Service Union for Change. The new deal includes a pay rise, a policy to bring down ramping times at emergency departments, and guaranteed meal breaks. The Greens want to decriminalise personal drug use in Tasmania within limits. The party's released a new draft bill that focuses on harm minimisation and offering health responses, as well as restrictions on the type and amount of drugs that someone can have. But the state government has slammed the plan as a step backwards and won't support the move. Briefly, Tassie is the place to be if you need knee surgery. The latest hip fracture registry report showing Tassie has the lowest average wait times for surgery. And a GoFundMe has been created for five young people injured in a crash at Rowella earlier this week. Their car carrying a horse float left the road, crashing into a tree, and sadly, four horses died. A Brownlow medalist could pull on the Glenorchy jumper for the first round of the TSL. Glenorchy's in talks with Gary Ablett Jr. about playing for the team in round one and hosting a clinic with the kids. That's if the Magpies have a team, with fears there aren't enough players at the club in pre-season to get a senior side on the field. And an all-rounder showing from Michael Nisa has led the Brisbane Heat into tomorrow's Big Bash final against the Scorchers. Nisa striking an unbeaten 48 to go with his two wickets in the four-wicket win over the Sixers last night.